Haven't heard Donnie Hathaway yet, so Christmas hasn't started.
From the Director Department of Family Care and the Director of the Office for Persons with Disabilities, submitting an informational report regarding the new Freedom Grant application for an accessible shared car initiative to the Committees on Transportation, Public Works and Transit, Health and Human Needs, and Finance and Audit. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Ms. Lezer and Mr. Matt.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members of the committee, and happy holiday.
See, the festive
spirit. Good morning, Mr. Chair. That's a tough act to follow. Wow.
All right.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. I'm Maria Ledger. I'm the director of the Department of Family Care. As you know, Don Nansky is the director of the Office for Persons with Disabilities. What we are very pleased to bring before you is a report about an application that we have submitted to the Wisconsin Department of Transportation for funding as part of the 2012 New Freedom Grant funding for what's a very innovative and very creative initiative for a shared car program. Mr. Nansky has pushed, pulled, and dragged this initiative to life, and so this would not be before you without all of his hard work. What we would like to do is we've asked for WISDOT to provide us with $97,500. We are providing, the Department of Family Care is providing match both in dollars and both through the Office of Persons with Disabilities and Family Care with some in-kind match in terms of staff time. What we will be doing is contracting with a vendor to provide initially three vehicles, two of which we hope that will be accessible to passengers who use wheelchairs, that will be available to people to use either persons in the community, persons who are enrolled in family care, their family members or caregivers, to have access to a vehicle that's going to allow them a greater degree of flexibility to meet their transportation needs as independently and sort of as at will as makes sense to them. Mr. Nansky, what did I miss?
No. Mr. Chair and committee members, I think the family care folks have really stepped up and offer support for this. We think that this is a partnership that will really provide great benefits. We're very pleased that in surveying some of the vendors that are out there, they're very environmentally conscious. We would be looking to have vehicles which are efficient in terms of operating fuel consumption. We think that the rates for users or for third-party supporters would be very modest in terms of cost. Looking at something around a price point of about $10 per hour, which would include gasoline insurance for the operator. Mm-hmm. Certainly the folks who would be operating these vehicles would need to be pre-qualified, making sure that they had driving records that show them to be experienced drivers and also people who are responsible. We think as this process goes along further, we may be able to take a look at having hand controls available as well, so that people who may have some limitations in terms of operating a standard vehicle, may also have means of being able to operate these. We think that they would be placed in conjunction with discussions with family care in places that would be easily accessed for people and supported in the community. And looking at some of the vendors that are out there, we know that in Madison there are responsible operators of programs like this that have worked on behalf of the university and other folks in the community. We've gotten very good reviews. We know that UWM has favorably employed a shared car on their campus area that has worked very well and has continued to expand. We think that providing this alternative, which will be a niche and a piece of the continuum which family care, Transit Plus and Department on Aging and others provide will really provide an important niche. As we really come to the holiday season, it's not uncommon that we have family members who may reside in Milwaukee County but have family gatherings that may be in neighboring counties where the costs to have people attend those are prohibitive. For people who may have care providers that they've had a long established relationship with that may have moved out of the county, this will provide the family a means of helping support people getting to those kind of medical appointments. We also think that it provides an alternative that may have some people elect to privately meet some of their transportation needs and not necessarily need to enter the full public system. So we think it really provides a good measure, a responsible start to move toward that program. Certainly with Family Care and their expertise in the market and having served a great number of people who are aged or people who have disabilities, we think that their involvement in marketing and making that known to their consumers will also provide another cost-effective and reasonable approach. So we would welcome the committee support and the board support as we pursue this. We have submitted the grant request with the cooperation of Transportation and Public Works and their staff, providing some of the technical expertise that's required. That will certainly also need to continue as we work with the State Department of Transportation in terms of working with us. We regret we were not able to give this to you prior to the time of the submittal of the grant. It was a very tight time turnaround. We have reason to believe that that we may be in the allocation and hope that the committee and the board will support our acceptance of the funds and the project.
Mr. Johnson, we have not received those funds at the present moment, correct?
Mr. Chair and members of the committee, we have not yet. They are going through the review process, and we're awaiting the determination as to when those might be, a determination might be made.
And I even ask you this, as agenda said, wouldn't you prefer to have us go on record that the County Board of Supervisors support this initiative versus information to the County Board? Those are things that actually can come back with my question.
Sure.
Versus for information right now.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, this is a great season of excess, and I would welcome you being as excessive as you can in terms of granting permission.
I started the day off wrong. Supervisor D.B. James.
Mr. Chairman, did you want me to make that motion?
Please.
Because I would be honored to. Yeah. Even though it's informational, as you know, the committee can do as it sees fit, so I will make the motion that our committee moves approval of this item. And I'm actually very familiar with the shared car initiative, and in fact it's used heavily internationally because, as you know, other huge urban cities, people just can't either afford cars, there's no parking, congestion, it's of great environmental benefit, so I'm really excited to see this. And I guess I just had two technical questions. With the initial seed money, the $195,000, from what I'm looking at, that includes the 50-50, right?
Mm-hmm.
Both. Okay. So, but with that, we'd probably only be able to purchase. Would we be purchasing the cars? Like, would the county be owning those cars? That's the part that I didn't quite understand. The proprietor information.
Mr. Chair and Madam Supervisor, I think we will be putting out the request for proposal upon receipt of the funds. I think it's our intention to hope that a provider would actually be securing the vehicles and maintaining and operating them in terms of the program, so that we would be accepting the management responsibility to make sure that the program was properly implemented, but would look to the vendor to actually do that.
So it almost is like a leasing, if you will. Like, they would lease to us, we'll manage a program, and then obviously we lease to our clients.
Right, we would have a matter, Mr. Chair and Supervisor, we would have a management contract with them to that extent.
Okay, I mean, I would like, you know, obviously some more information as this develops. And then the last thing is to qualify to be able to be part of the car sharing initiative. Am I to understand that you would have to be a recipient of Family Care? Or not necessarily?
Mr. Chair and Supervisor, no, absolutely not.
Okay.
What we would be doing is certainly promoting this and making it known to people who would have an interest in that. It certainly would include Family Care, but it would include others, and
right.
Others in the community can certainly avail themselves and make use of it. It's our hope that I think in starting with this initial installment of a program that it'll be one that will prove successful and be able to expand, but we think that this is a responsible way, but we would also welcome other people in the community to participate.
But you at least, Mr. Chairman, would I mean, there's a standard of you would have to show mobility challenges, that you would have to be, like, I'm assuming, legally, physically disabled, or I guess that's the part that I'm not quite understanding.
Mr. Chair and Supervisor, I think that the what we're going to do is really promote these for use by people who require accessibility, but the vehicles would also be ones that could be used by people who have no necessarily discernible disability. We think that the thing that's important is to get them out and to get them used and embedded in the community and then expanding from there. So we're not going to prevent somebody or make it only accessible to people who have specific mobility problems, but that's the market that we're going to try to hit.
Perhaps
it's a
way
sense
we
of inclusion.
Perhaps the way that we could say it is that those who do have accessibility needs would receive a priority. I would hope that be the case. But I understand. And in fact, lastly, this is a unique business opportunity, too. I mean, so I think it's very interesting. I'm excited about it, and I appreciate your work on this. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Wanstrom.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess just to clarify the motion, a friendly amendment would be to approve on condition of receipt of the grant, that it's approved as long as we receive the grant, and that if we could receive a report back on the implementation of the program.
Okay, we do have a motion.
Sure. That sounds good to me, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Is that the friendly amendment?
Yes, he's my friend.
It's
official.
I had to.
Happy holiday.
Everybody's in the Christmas.
Supervisor Harris.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I definitely want to applaud the innovation. I think I've never heard of a shared car before, so it was exciting to read about it. And then to learn that we do have it here at the universities was like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. But I was curious, though, and I understand that, we're working with $195,000, so that's not a lot of money. So, but I am curious to know, will we increase the number of cars, or will you increase the number of cars as you see the need and frequency for these vehicles, and if it would be necessary? Because I'm not sure what a full scale initiative like this entails, of how many cars people actually have and the usage of them. So I'm just curious, is three the maximum number, or is this just a pilot to see how it's going to work, and then what do you actually intend on it looking like?
Mr. Chair, Madam Supervisor, that initial seed money will be for those a program that entails those three cars. It's our hope that the program will grow. There is that as Mr. Nansky described, that nominal fee for users on an hourly basis. We would like to see the program expand. To what extent, I guess, depends upon the usage that these initial vehicles get. So I guess it probably is most accurate to look at it as a pilot. We will see. We will certainly try to make sure that those vehicles are used as much as possible, because it is, I think, a real benefit to individuals, and we want to see the program expand sort of on its own and very organically. There won't be additional dollars there won't be additional seed dollars necessary, so we want to see that the program itself will be able to sustain itself and grow to whatever level the community requires it to meet their needs.
Awesome. And I did, I can't remember if it says in here how you will, advertise that we have these cars. I mean, can you explain how people will know that, they can actually rent a shared car?
Mr. Chair, Madam Supervisor, as we contract with a vendor, there's going to be ample opportunity for discussions about that. We want to make sure that we get the message out to the community. It's a little bit easier for the Department of Family Care to reach out to the members that are enrolled in their program. That's that's a close cohort. We have several established means of communication. It's going to be Family Care working with the Office of Persons with Disabilities and Transit, and also tapping into the considerable expertise of my marketing coordinator to look at how we make sure that people are aware that this is a resource. I think it's going to be incumbent upon all of us to make sure that we make the public aware of it. I don't know, Don, if you had any other thoughts about...
All right, Mr. Chair and Supervisor, given the esteemed chairman of this committee's vocal qualities, we may have him starring in a commercial as well.
Cool. Okay, on that note, any other questions do we have here?
It'll just be a radio advertisement.
Madam Clerk, will you call the roll on the motion, please?
Wyshon.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Dmitrievich.
Aye.
Thomas.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Seven ayes, zero noes. The motion is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I have a request from my